kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Love Down Under. Love Down Under.
Ayan, at nako, speaking of in love, ito tawagin na natin ang ating pong bisita ngayong umaga na magbago man ang panahon at sitwasyon at setup, in love pa rin. Kanina, konti nabigyan natin background, no? Galing sila sa LDR. Ngayon ay medyo magkakasama na. Hindi pala medyo. Matutuloy na, no? In a few days. At ano ba ang kanilang non-negotiables dyan? Nagbago ba? Welcome na po natin ating guest ngayong umaga, si Cams. Hi, Cams!
Morning. Hello, good morning.
Cams, thank you very much for your time at ang iyong pagbabahagi ng syempre ng kwento o magbabahagi ka ng kwento mo ngayong umaga. Kasi yung topic natin ano, non-negotiables sa relationship. I think it's very interesting at para siguro yung mga nakikinig no, Claudette, yung mga baka makarelate din sa same situation nila no, 'di ba? Kasi kayo, you know, coming from teka, tanong natin yung background no. Kasi una na sa amin kanina namin LDR kayo eh. Paano ba yung setup? Gano'ng katagal na ba kayo in the relationship?
6 years.
Wow.
LDR for about, I guess I moved 3 years ago. So, 3 years.
Half. Yep.
Half. Although, like, before the pandemic, it was easier kasi diba can travel here and all that. But yeah, so I guess yung talagang not seeing each other about 15 months already.
Wow. Okay. So medyo may katagalan na talaga 'yun ano, 'di ba? Kasi with, you know, non-negotiables like sa normal sa most common is yung contact daw, physical syempre, 'di ba? Na nandiyan magkausap and all. Nung LDR kayo, ano ba yung non-negotiables nyo na tumatakbo? How did you set the rules?
Yeah, I think yung pinaka main thing that was important was how we will communicate. So that's basically most important thing because we don't have, as you mentioned, the physical touch or whatever. It's a little difficult. So setting up maybe like a specific time for calls and stuff because there was like a bit of time difference. And at the same time, there was a time that she had to be assigned somewhere else, like U.S. time zone. So like it's really like setting up like a specific time and adjustment. So I think a lot of compromise, sinong gigising na maaga, sino magsistay ng late. That was like basically like one of the foundations on how to make sure that we still have that communication. Because I think non-negotiable, I guess, number one, whether it's LDR or not, is you guys have to communicate, diba? Kasi how else would one know if hindi okay yung isa or yun? So I think yun yung basic for us at that time. Ayan.
And it shouldn't fail, ika nga, di ba? Kasi nga, non-negotiable, no? Pag hindi kaya, does it become negotiable in a sense? No, parang hindi ko talaga kaya magpuyat eh.
Yes, for sure. And then I guess the next thing that I was gonna say was compromise as well. Kasi there are some situations na talagang mahirap mag-adjust. For example, like, kunwari lang sobrang late or you have something to do the next morning, hindi weekend, etc., etc., you have to be able to, again, one, communicate kung ano yung kailangan ng one side or the other and compromise on how kayo, I guess, best case scenario for both. Pero yun, I guess, again, I'll go back, a lot of communication is really important. Kasi if you guys don't talk, how else, diba? Parang, paano malalaman ng isa na, okay, hindi pala ako comfortable dito? So yun, I guess.
Okay, ito may tanong kami kasi kanina medyo na bring up sa conversation namin ni Claudette kanina first part ng program no na kasi ngayon magkalayo, 'di ba?
Yep.
Friends. Bawa, pwede bang makipag-usap sa friends or ex? Non-negotiable ba na ay bawal ka na makipag-contact sa mga alam mo 'yon, ibang tao in your situation? Sorry, Claudette, go.
No, I was just saying na parang paano niyo malalaman? Hindi naman siguro malalaman kung hindi sasabihin. Joke.
Yeah.
Kasi LDR.
Yeah.
Unless mahuhuli.
Yeah, I guess that's true, pero going back again, non-negotiable. You guys have to have the same values as well. So I think at the very least especially yeah. nung hindi naman kami nag-start ng LDR, we established yung core values for both of us, which is honesty, respect, alam mo yun. So parang wala naman bawal ako, to be honest, we encourage each other to go, kasi otherwise parang we're gonna parang limit our lives na parang mag-aantayan lang tayo ng call, di tayo, hindi siya good for growth. But I'll be honest, like, kasi swerte rin na we were already like 3 years in the relationship. Maybe if we started like a year into it, we wouldn't be that mature or secure enough with each other. But yeah, parang going out with friends is fine. Hindi naman paalam, more of paalam. Like, oh, lalabas ako, ganito. As for ex, I think it depends if you know. For example, like, wala naman yata na ano. Unless like, kunwari, if you're really friends with your ex, tapos alam naman ng partner mo, and friends din sila, that should be fine. I think kailangan lang kasi maging secure enough, and I think to a certain extent, sometimes, it only happens when you're in a mature relationship. So okay lang, kailangan lang maging trust. Yun, you establish the trust, which was done naman at the beginning of the relationship.
Kunwari lang, for instance ng Kams, I know you know about the story about, ewan ko kung nanonood ka ng mga showbiz happenings sa Philippines, pero meron kasing hot topic ngayon itong kay Paolo Contis, no? Yeah. Kay LJ Reyes and Yan Santos. Sabi ni Paolo Contis, she was there as a friend daw nung magulo yung buhay niya. Kunwari malagay ka sa ganong sitwasyon na sasabihin sa'yo ng iyong partner na she was there as a friend, anong comment mo dun?
I think siguro advantage for both being women is meron kang intuition, di ba? You know when your partner is kind of like telling you something. Mapapakiramdaman mo nun eh. If that friend is literally like a new friend, na parang never heard of, never, like, I think there would be some suspicions. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I'm also, like, tao lang din naman ako. It would raise. Pero if it's, like, a friend na you've known for, like, in-introduce sa'yo, oh, ex ko nga pala, pero good friends na lang kami ngayon. Then, parang, you trust it, the person enough. Ako, I mean, I would do that. But if, I think it's a hard rule then for me. Like, you break my trust once, then yun na, I will be more suspicious, maybe more jealous. Pero if you haven't given me any reason to doubt, pero kasi yung kay Paolo, that was really weird. Like, really?
Depensahan mo, Dan, ang mga lalaki.
Friendly naman ako, no? Friendly naman ako. Hindi, pero meron akong kaibigan, nung araw, parang 70s. Ano eh, kasi nag-break sila ng boyfriend niya. Kawawa din naman. Tapos, nakipagkita, kasi ang ginawa ko, ending, hinatid ko sa bahay ng isa pa naming kaibigan. Wow. Na parang, hindi kita makakatutulungan talaga. Sining ko, babae sa babae yung usapan na yan. So parang, ano lang siya noon, masama yung loob. Parang kasi kakapangyari, kakabreak lang eh. So parang, nakipagkita sa akin, tapos sabi ko, hatid kita kay ganito. Kasi feeling ko kayo mag-uusap talaga. Kasi anong opinion ng lalaki bibigay ko sa iyo eh.
Good move. Good move. Mm-hmm. 'Yun.
So, pero kasi kakilala, pero tatanungin ko si Cam, no? Cams, kung dito ultimately bawa kasi hot topic nga as a friend, no. Pwede ba na bawa yung honesty, no? Doon tayo. Dapat pa alam lagi yung moves, yung kilos ng bawat isa. Lalo na sa LDR.
LDR, yes.
Yung sabi mo, paalam. Is that a non-negotiable?
A little bit. It's not really parang, again, hindi siya yung paalam na yun, hindi ka pwede lumabas. Pero I think, especially if you don't see each other or walang way, like, it will all, like, for example, me, I live alone. So it's good na alam niya if I go out. Kasi what if something happens to me or something like that? Like, you need to communicate. Kasi otherwise, like, I don't reply for 5 hours. Yung pala, I was driving. Like, alam mo yun, yung parang, kaya yon, hindi siya yung because I'm controlling who you can or cannot go out with. Yung for me, kaya siya non-negotiable kasi it's for the important things din.
Palabas na sa quarantine actually yung kanyang partner,
yes.
No? Ang exciting talaga to, no? Parang counting down the days. You'll be living together, mukhang this is for the longest time na, no? Yes. For life kumbaga. napag-usapan niyo na ba yung non-negotiables dyan? Or in hindsight, meron ka naman ang isip? Top three.
Yeah, I think basically it's going to be more or less the same naman. I mean, the main difference is yung quality time. It's gonna be more of like physical. Paano na, lalabas tayo, ganun. Kasi before, it was like dates over FaceTime. So I think that's one. Like, we are very excited to spend a lot of time together. Mm-hmm. Like, kasi it's been like, you know, 15 months. I mean, even 2 years actually. Kasi even when I, like, before, hindi ka rin masyado maalabas nung nasa Manila ako when the pandemic started. Mm-hmm. So, yun, that's one. The next one, that we already talked about this as soon as, like, the visa was approved and everything, is basically finances. More of, like, how are we, I guess it's split down the middle, are we gonna have the joint stuff? And I think it's important that you're open enough with your partner, like, to discuss that. And because before, like, what happens, like, if she needs something here, I'll pay for it. And then if I need something, like, peso, I'll get sa kanya. Mm-hmm. Like, that was how we did things. But now I think it's more of, yun, like joint finances, but keep your money, etc. There should still be financial independence for both. Walang pakialaman sa shopping and stuff like that. So I think that's the second one. Na parang, okay, our utilities, eto yung gusto nating i-save. And then the rest, like, our money is our money. Like, wala. And we're both, like, at least we're both blessed now. We're both professionals and working na. We can set those boundaries. And I think the last one is, like, basically future plans. Like, I think it's a little new, so we haven't really, like, delved into super in detail on that one. But just aligning, like, okay, ano na yung gagawin natin next, etc. How will we live? Ano yung plans for the future? Which is, like, it's still a little bit up in the air because this would be probably the first time that we'll be living together for more. I mean, again, as my dad mentioned, it was like almost forever now. Like, she came to visit here. At most, we were together a few months. Pero, we'll see. Pero yun. Yun yung
exciting times
na pag-usapan. Yeah.
A new beginning for Cam.
Yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I think, no, it doesn't matter, no, in any relationship, kahit ano pa yan, di ba? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, same sex or like yung makiba or whatnot, di ba? Yeah. I think the non-negotiables, I think going down to it's yung core and values, I think it's nice to hear na, alam mo yon, you're planning for like the same and syempre, same aspirations and aligned yung goals din talaga. So, ayun, well, we're very excited for you, Cams. Alam mo, hindi kami makihintay na sana, di ba? Siyempre, paglabas ng yung partner sa quarantine, ay talaga namang, alam mo yun, mag-enjoy nyo yung time.
Positive tayo sa relationship nila, pero dapat negative sa COVID si partner, okay?
Love Down Under. Love Down Under. Love Down Under.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.